Kerry, hello.
Good morning, Matt and Dr. Courtney. Listen, I thought it would be a good timely reminder for you to tell people the sort of food not to give your dog or cat over Christmas.
Right, so are we talking because, fatty foods or...?
Yeah, things like fatty ham, sultanas, grapes.
Yeah, let's talk about the fruitcakes and the hams.
Because it does...
Ice cream's good. Ice cream's good.
It gets to leftovers and, kind of thing, and salty meats especially. Yeah, good point.
So fruitcake's a common one for us. So sultanas, grapes, what have you. They can cause kidney failure in some dogs.
Wow.
And maybe they found the... the reason behind it, based on a dog having tartaric acid. Yeah, dog got into it and then it had kidney failure, and there's a high level of that particular thing in grapes, that particular compound. So they suspect maybe to do with that. But when we talk about fatty foods and pancreatitis, you know, so inflamed pancreas and even upset guts in dogs, we're looking at sausages, off cuts and what have you, ham, extremely salty, and there's a lot of fat through ham. Even though it doesn't look like it.
That's why it's delicious.
It's delicious.
Yes.
Ham bones, I would just steer everyone away from ham bones. They break, so they're actually kind of brittle, so they break down in the stomach really easily in acid. But when they get to the colon and you reabsorb all the water, you actually form a bone again. So we get a lot of bone impactions.
Wow.
Yeah, from pork bones. So it doesn't affect every dog, but that's probably one of the biggest culprits that we see for that. So there's a lot of things out there, particularly at Christmas, that you might think's okay. But if you're going to throw something to your dog, throw them vegetables.
Vegetables.
Yeah.
Not the salty meats, salty gravy.
Or the gravy, yeah.
Leftovers, that kind of thing, and nothing chocolatey.
No, absolutely
heavens
not.
Heavens no. Yeah. What is it about chocolate-based things?
Chocolate's a broader category called methyl xanthines. So there's products like caffeine belongs to that. Theobromine, which belongs to that too, that's high in chocolate. And so and particularly dark chocolate, so the higher the cocoa content, then the higher the theobromine content. It's got similar effects to caffeine. So elevated heart rate, shaking and anxiety, looking sort of symptoms. You can have seizures at really high doses as well. And so just for some unknown reason, it seems to affect dogs far more dramatically than us. And the thing with dogs is that you can have a certain dose and that's fine. So bigger dogs tend to do better, obviously. But it's the only known, with dogs are the only known mammal where it crosses the bladder wall and gets reabsorbed. So it's this cycle that they go through. So really severe cases where heart rates of 300, where your heart's not slowing enough to fill with blood to pump forward. And so you can actually be in pretty excessive shock when they come in. Giving beta blockers to slow the heart and you're putting urinary catheters in so they don't reabsorb it. They're really dramatic scenarios, typically making them vomit, giving them charcoal. We're just lowering the dose. That's all we're doing.
It doesn't seem like, I know my, no, and if she's listening, I apologise for sharing this story, but a neighbour's Cocker Spaniel got into the pantry, found a bag of the sort of chocolate that you sprinkle on top of a cappuccino, that kind of powdered chocolate, if you like, carried it to the couch.
Yeah.
Ripped it open, it went everywhere, and then started licking it up. So you can imagine the mess with the saliva, the chocolate on the couch. Sure. It was, she was pretty happy about the performance of her Cocker Spaniel that particular day. Yeah. But no side effects, nothing.
It's probably, it's the dosage. So
yeah, right.
White chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. And so they're all calculated in terms of per grams of you're expecting based on a percentage of cocoa.
So low levels.
Low levels, yeah. But high percentage of cocoa is your 70%. Yeah, they're very bad.
So. Okay.